We could all use a little nudge in the right direction. Helping you put a positive spin on your day, here's today's Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Each day in life, we're waiting for someone to step up, someone to step out, and someone to step forward. Every athletic team in America has at some point wanted someone to step forward during clutch time in the game. Everyone wants to win in an athletic competition. The same holds true in the business world. Each group or team seeks someone they can count on in times of great need. Every company in America seeks to hire individuals who will step forward and lead the company to the promised land of profitability. One of the most troubling things in America that plagues our communities is the lack of men who will step forward and assist with mentoring young boys. Are you willing to step forward in your home, your school, your workplace, your community, your church? If Jesus were to ask you today to step forward, what would you do? What are you dealing with that hinders you from stepping forward and giving your best? If you step forward, Jesus will address your situation. If you step forward, Jesus will converse with you. In Mark chapter 3, verses 1 through 5, it is written, "And he entered the synagogue again, and a man was there with a withered hand. So they watched him closely, whether he would heal him on the Sabbath, so that they might accuse him. And he said to the man who had the withered hand, 'Step forward.' Then he said to them, 'Is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do evil, to save life or to kill?' But they kept silent. And when he had looked around at them with anger, being grieved by the hardness of their heart, he said to the man, 'Stretch out your hand.' And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored as whole as the other." This man was in the synagogue, in the church, and had a withered hand. Did you know there are many today who sit in churches with withered hands, legs, emotions, ideas about themselves, dreams, and so much more, but will not step forward on their own? Jesus noticed this man had a withered hand and addressed him by telling him to step forward. If the man would have remained where he was, he wouldn't have experienced the restoring of his hand. Jesus has asked you to step forward and to be a witness for the kingdom of God. Have you moved from where you are to where he needs you to be? Jesus asked the man to step closer to him. Are you willing to move closer to Jesus as he requested? Jesus has noticed you are dealing with something, and he is asking you to step forward today so he can address your issue. Are you uncomfortable enough to step forward? Do you want to move from where you are to where God wants you to be? Then step forward today. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Moment of Encouragement is a broadcast ministry of Tony Hare Ministries near Fayetteville and Dunn, North Carolina. To connect with Dr. Tony Hare, visit TonyHareMinistries.com for a blog and more. That's Tony, Hare with an E, Ministries.com. Join us again each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare on Christian 105.7.